St. Paul writes, "As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed." Brothers and sisters in Christ, Paul didn't have vaulted ceilings or hardwood pews when he brought his message. He didn't have vestments or the crucifix to distinguish himself among the people of Galatia. Paul entered Galatia with a message, and he entered it at his worst, preaching because of his illness. It most certainly wasn't the ideal situation, and I'm sure that situation took its toll on everyone. Yet St. Paul planted the seed of the gospel in that place. St. Paul came with a simple message of salvation in Jesus Christ, crucified and risen again. God's word did its work. The Holy Spirit created faith. And after Paul left Galatia, in came the deceivers, the Judaizers. The enemies of the truth entered Galatia with the sole purpose of creating doubt, the purpose of adding to the gospel, of tearing those people away from the God who has died for their sin. What was their question to this church? How did they cause this doubt? They must have asked, did Paul really say Christ is sufficient? Did Paul really say Christ made the atoning sacrifice? Did Paul really say there's nothing left for you to do than be in Christ? I could just hear them say now, if you get circumcised, your faith will be more sure. Doubt was planted. The weeds were spread in the garden of faith, and they began to grow and to strangle the faith of those faithful people of Galatia. This is a scene reminiscent from the beginning of time. A word created all of the cosmos. A word created the sun and the moon, the earth and all therein, and the loving hands of God formed God's favorite creation from the earth itself. God said, "I give all of this and all therein to you, and it is yours." And then in came the deceiver, the serpent. The serpent looked at Eve and said, did God really say, don't eat from that tree? You can hear him say, if you eat from that tree, you'll be more like God. You'll be more like your father. Your relationship will be more sure with him. The seed of doubt was planted, and it grew. It strangled Adam and Eve and all that have come from them. It strangled them like a weed in death. But the gardener who planted the good seeds from the very beginning entered his garden again, this time to kill the weeds. The gardener, who knows every petal of every flower, subjected himself to the death of those weeds. And the fruit of the tree of life was swallowed by the enemy. Death swallowed Christ on the cross. And thus, death was defeated. Death choked on the serpent that ate from the tree. It was also in a garden where Christ resisted the temptations of that same deceiver, where the enemy said, if you are the Son of God, then you will. But Christ spoke the truth to that enemy, and he spoke it to God's favorite creation, saying, this is the truth. I am the truth. And the truth did indeed set free the captive creation. The truth shone the light on those weeds. It shone the light on the darkness of death, and the weeds began to wilt. But the enemy's minion continues to plant those seeds of doubt, of false doctrine, of death in God's garden. The garden is still continuously assaulted. The weeds are still being planted. They sound a lot like this. Did God really say? Does the Holy Scripture really say? Does the Book of Concord really say? Did your pastor really say? The enemy continues to attack the body of Christ on earth, planting his seeds of death in the garden, here in the church, and will continue to plant it everywhere that he will, until Christ comes again. But brothers and sisters in Christ, take heart, because the message is still just as simple as the one that Paul preached to the church at Galatia. Until Christ comes again, he continues to water his garden. He washes us clean in the baptism that continues to sustain us. Until Christ comes again, he continues to feed and nourish us with his very body and blood. Until Christ comes again, he continues to sustain his garden. Amen.